59-year-old Roger Smith was shot and killed on the job during a struggle at the Wake Med Garner Healthplex. The suspect is 29-year-old Benji Martin Jr., who was also shot during the struggle. He has been arrested and charged with murder. Smith was a campus police officer. Back the Blue NC is a nonprofit organization that financially supports the families of police officers killed in the line of duty. Joining us now is the CEO and founder of Back the Blue NC, Lindsay Lacasse. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Based on conversations that you've had with people, what did they tell you about Roger Smith?
They told me that Roger was kind-hearted, he was dedicated to his work, and he was deeply committed to helping others.
As someone who has been a police officer, is it an understanding among people who you're close with that once you walk out the door, there's no guarantee that you'll come back?
Absolutely. It's definitely an interesting career where you know that you may not make it home at the end of your shift. But we do it for the love of service, just as Officer Smith did. He was very committed to helping the public, creating those positive relations, and keeping his community safe.
Is it harder, based on what you've heard and since you started this nonprofit, to be a police officer now than it was, say, 20 years ago?
I would say it's definitely more dangerous. That's why it's important to have people like Roger Smith behind the badge, people who really want to make a difference in their community, people who try their best to connect with the community and just give their all just for the love of service. But you are right. Things definitely have changed. Things are a lot more dangerous. And so in instances such as now, it's even more important for us to step up, to show our support and show our appreciation, because these brave men and women are still putting themselves in harm's way for the greater good of their community.
Why do you think that is, that things are more dangerous?
I think we've seen a definite societal change. There's less accountability. We do see vast improvement needed in our criminal justice system. A lot of repeat offenders are let loose earlier, more often than they should. So it really just creates this revolving door, unfortunately, of not just crime, but violent crime, and that includes against our officers.
So when something like this happens, how does Back the Blue step up and try to help families?
We immediately start with fundraising for financial assistance, because when a family loses a loved one in the line of duty, monetary needs should be the last thing on their mind. You know, they have to bury a loved one. They have to learn how to navigate life without that person. And so that's just one burden we come in and try to alleviate for them. And in Officer Smith's case, I was informed that he was taking care of his elderly mother. And so now we have to think about her as well, and not just being there to support her emotionally and spiritually, but also to make sure that she is still able to be taken care of and all of her medical needs are met.
And obviously that's a big reason why you started Back the Blue. Is it still something that's personal for you? I mean, what did you feel when you first heard about this on Saturday?
When I first heard about the shooting, I was definitely deeply hurt, deeply saddened. Every time an officer is injured or killed in the line of duty, it's a gut punch, you know. And in his case, I did know he was shot. I wasn't aware of his status, and I was hoping and praying that he would pull through. But despite the best efforts of the medical staff available, you know, he did succumb to his injury. So it was definitely a very, very sad day for myself and especially my team, because two of them knew him personally. So it makes this one even more painful for us.
So they actually knew him, and obviously he served for over a decade with the Knightdale Police Department, and his reputation apparently was very well known even to your family.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly what I heard, was that not only did he have a life of service, but everybody who has talked about him to me, who has known him personally, has just said what an amazing, kind-hearted, devoted man he was. He was just somebody who really wanted to give back to others and was able to do that in the service of his career.
Roger Smith, there will be a memorial in his honor soon, according to a spokesperson for WakeMed Health and Hospitals. We appreciate Lindsay Lacazzi for joining us here today. She is the CEO and the founder of Back the Blue NC. And Lindsay, how can people find you online?
They can visit our website, backtheblueNC.org, or you can find us on all major social media channels. We do have our GoFundMe linked on each, so if anybody feels compelled to donate and assist Officer Smith's family, they can do so that route. I also encourage those who can to attend his funeral service, attend his memorial, just show that outpouring of support and love for the ones that he leaves behind.
Absolutely. Lindsay, we thank you so much for your time here today. We appreciate it and continue your excellent work. Take care.
Thank you, sir.